Thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of News AF 60 Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in a minute? Get an offer for your car with True Car. That's right. In the amount of time it takes for you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or listen to the sound of my voice in this commercial, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. Then you can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or a trade-in for your car or a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here once again to talk to you about the week's most interesting news stories here in the final week of November 2018 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Live from the Action News AF desk, this is News AF here with your News AF team here joining me once again to the left of me on the screen. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Whoop, whoop. I'm good. Got into Arizona late last night from Utah. And Thanksgiving holidays were good. The trip was annoying because it's airlines, and I decided I'm anti-airline.
Anti-airline?
I would never have guessed.
Breaking news.
Oh, dude. Delta broke our stroller, and then they had the audacity to send me a consumer like survey, and they're like, how likely are you to recommend our airline? And I was like, whatever the one less than the one you're giving option you're giving me is one
Do
to five.
Anybody has ever said yes, I would recommend this airline to a friend.
Maybe Southwest. That's the only one that's ever been recommended to me.
Oh,
maybe they should say, do you have any enemies you would recommend this airline to?
Yeah, that's true. That would be good.
Smart. Flip it around.
So I was like, no, I don't recommend air travel to anyone. It's annoying. The bigger thing that was weighing heavily on my mind the last week and a half or 2 weeks is 2 weeks ago today, people applauded us for such a hilarious show, which happened to also be the day, bear with me here.
You were high?
I was high. I always thought I was even keel and that drugs would have no effect on me. And now come to find out, was it me that made that show better because I was high?
Could those be considered performance-enhancing drugs?
Yes. There's a lot of questions. Should I start smoking weed to be more hilarious?
Yeah, you know what? The listeners might find you more hilarious, but your wife probably wouldn't.
But she would think I was chill AF, probably.
Yeah, you were on painkillers that day.
Yeah.
There's an opioid crisis, Tyson. You can't be endorsing this type of behavior.
You don't want that monkey on your back, Tyson.
No.
It's not. But what I'm saying is, is there any type of hemp-based product that I could use to up my performances?
We'll see. All right.
Wow, I was slow on the uptake there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I had a good customer service experience.
With who?
First of all, by the way, did you guys notice I completely avoided Thanksgiving dinner? I ate Thanksgiving at IHOP.
Let me also just introduce, this is Danny Bryson, everybody, that we didn't even get to introduce you.
The eye in the sky. Yes. Childhood friend.
Finally, a Thanksgiving fantasy was fulfilled.
Yes, what
was
it?
I didn't have to eat Thanksgiving dinner. I ate breakfast items for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Way better than turkey and gravy.
Breakfast for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, breakfast
is my
favorite meal. No, at the place formerly known as IHOB.
Okay.
I went and got a split 50-50, I think it's called, half French toast, half pancakes. And even though the meal was subpar, it was still better than Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Thanksgiving dinner, you went to IHOB?
Yes. Formerly known as IHOB, currently IHOP.
And your family was all okay with this?
Yes.
Oh, no. Liz was not okay. She said she was okay with it.
Okay. No. Let me tell you why. We went to my mother-in-law, who does not like to cook. Mm-hmm. At all. Mm-hmm. Not even Thanksgiving dinner.
Neither does my mom.
Liz doesn't cook. I don't cook. The father-in-law wanted to go to a family friend to eat. We all put our foot down, said we wouldn't go.
Yes. So was this in Idaho or Utah?
Yeah, in Idaho. So we ended up at IHOP, and I couldn't have been happier. Yeah.
We've eaten out before, but we've eaten at nicer restaurants than IHOP when we go to eat for Thanksgiving dinner.
When you walked into IHOP on Thanksgiving,
yeah, how many people were there?
Yeah, and said hi. We'd like a table. Did they say really?
the lady looked absolutely upset at the fact people were there on Thanksgiving.
Was anybody
she did
else
not
there?
Want to be there. Yeah, it was crowded.
Oh,
not jammed, but. But there were people there.
This is a new Thanksgiving tradition you're starting.
A lot of them were young.
Mm.
Or parents with really little kids.
Yeah, hipsters who were like, F the system. We're not going to celebrate giving thanks. And then the newlyweds.
Or,
like,
yeah, it was like young people coming down from their glue high the night before.
or young parents who are like, our kids aren't going to remember this one. Let's just throw it in the garbage.
I will say, Danny, after your rant to close out last year's show, as Tyson called it, a Thanksgiving tradition, rallying people against the Thanksgiving traditional meal, people, I did see a few comments. Yes, Danny, preach.
Oh,
amen.
Good.
So there are some disciples who are following your rallying cry of do away with the Thanksgiving foods.
The downside to that, it just means IHOP will be more crowded next year.
Mm-hmm. I bet they have some good pie there.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, good is definitely a stretch.
Yeah, but edible maybe is the word to use.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they have an assortment of pie.
They don't have romaine lettuce in any of their menu items.
No, that's crazy. I went to go get a salad yesterday. No lettuce anywhere. They've gotten rid of lettuce because of all the poop that's on it.
Yeah. Is that the official diagnosis?
Yeah. The last two restaurants I've gone to said we no longer have romaine lettuce because of an E. coli breakout.
Yeah, but is that
I appreciate.
Definitely from poop?
I like to think it's from poop.
Okay.
You do?
Well, yeah. That helps me understand the disease by being somewhat ignorant of it.
Okay.
Like, someone took a poop, like pulling up lettuce, and then they didn't wash their hands. They kept pulling up lettuce.
And you can tell that to your kids as a scare story to get them to wash their hands. Mm-hmm.
Moral of the story, don't eat lettuce, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not right now.
Okay.
Not until it's cleared.
Right, right. They've never had like an E. coli scare with Sour Patch Kids cereal, right, Tyson?
Probably not yet. But I did one of our podcasting, another podcaster, Skeptoid. I don't know if you've ever heard of that podcast. He just tweeted something about how people are making a joke about how there's never been an E. coli scare with cake. Mm-hmm. And he shared a recall with cake, how there was actually a recall with it.
Yeah, there's eggs. You know, there's things in cake that I think could go bad.
Cake's too dangerous.
Yeah, but sugar, anything with sugar-based, yeah. If it's synthetic sugar-based, we should be fine.
Right, right. There's no organic matter in that cereal that can be tainted.
But there was a recall with a Super Golden Crisp or Sugar Puffs. One of those two got a big E. coli or Salmonella. Mm. That's what it was. Salmonella recall.
Okay.
So even cereal.
There,
watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into our top story at this hour. Of course, the holiday season is upon us to the displeasure of many on this panel. And let's talk about, you know, everybody can't wait to get their Christmas tree up and out, but what's this? A warning. Hey, you know that Christmas tree that you put in your house? It might be infested with bugs, Danny.
Not surprised at all. I mean, if the tree did come from the wilderness.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Yeah, the wilderness is filled with bugs.
Yeah.
That just is a no-brainer. Of course there's bugs in there.
Hmm.
Dude, I picked wildflowers for my wife before and brought them in, and there are bugs everywhere on that. And that was just a little teeny bundle of stuff. Imagine bringing in a truckload of wild.
A tree, a 10-foot tall tree.
Filled with moths and just wasps and probably a hornet's nest on there somewhere.
Hornets. Oh, no. Now, Tyson, can you explain the science of this to me? So now I know that trees grow outside and bugs are outside. So bugs actually live in the trees that people use for Christmas trees also?
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
Currently, there's a beetle infestation in a lot of pines. Yeah.
The pine beetle.
So, yeah. So you got the beetle, but you don't want that in your house.
Yeah, I can guarantee you any tree you bring from outside inside is going to have some type of bug on it.
Just me going from outside to inside, there's bugs. In ticks, yeah. I bring in spiders.
Heartworms.
I bring did you say heartworms?
Yeah.
I guess heartworms, I'm bringing those in too.
Hookworms, ringworm.
No, those are from going to the gym and not wearing aqua socks.
Oh, those are actually
shower.
From indoor. Yeah. But you've always worn aqua socks since they were invented.
Of course. I've got them on my feet right now. It's the safest way. So when you handle a tree, maybe the best way to do it is
full body aqua sock.
Full body aqua sock, spray a ton of poisonous pesticides so the bugs are dead, but you're slowly getting, you know, cancer from having
the asbestos. You can do the asbestos.
Looks like snow, right?
Yeah, it looks like snow.
Oh, yeah,
frosted tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks like a delicious sugar frosting.
Yeah. Do not eat it.
Yeah. Now, Danny, would gasoline repel any bugs from a tree that you bring into your house?
You know what? Gasoline would help, and it would definitely make Tyson's podcast better if he also podcasted from the room in the gasoline-covered tree. But there is a fire danger there. If you got electricity running around and throughout the tree, it's kind of dangerous. Yeah.
What about this? Buy a six-pack of Raid and just hose that sucker down.
Okay. Also a good idea, but your house will stink until the tree can
overpower
the smell.
And also you'll die of the fumes.
Yeah. Now, do either of you already have Christmas decorations up at your house?
Rachel wants to start today.
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
You
Danny.
Want to start today or you have...
No,
some?
They're up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm where...
Okay,
we
good.
Are fully,
Rob's up too.
Tree is up. Decorations.
It's not even
galore.
December.
Yeah. We would if we were home for Thanksgiving, we would already have decorations up.
Yeah.
But because we just flew in last night, we don't yet have anything. I saw a funny tweet that was making the rounds about how Thanksgiving and Christmas are so close together and you have to see all those people again in 1 month.
Yeah.
Wow, okay,
is that the joke?
Out. That's the whole joke.
Let me tell you how much my wife wanted to put up the Christmas tree. Yeah. The Christmas tree comes in a huge box and my wife can barely lift like a shoe box with a big pair of boots in it.
Do I need to schedule a meeting with my physical therapist for her now?
I came home from being gone all day and she had brought the box with the Christmas tree. She had summoned like that super strength that people use to lift cars off of other people.
Yeah.
She had summoned her holiday super strength and hauled the tree all the way up the stairs and assembled it completely on her own. That's how much she loves
it. Gets,
that's good. I admire that.
She gets
I was
one
blown away.
Mom strength moment to save a child's life or get a Christmas tree up upstairs. And she chose the latter.
Yep. And she chose to use it on the Christmas tree.
Well, kudos to her, dude. That's a true love of Christ's famous gift-giving holiday.
Yeah. And all I've been listening to is Christmas music.
Oh, dude, you've heard me talk about this before. If those songs were that great, we'd be listening to them 12 months out of the year.
Oh, we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and we've watched it 18 times already.
Oh, wow.
We have watched every Christmas special that is streaming already. And
Frosty.
It's November 27th!
Yeah, and I can guarantee you if my wife brought in the Christmas tree all on her own, a real one, and she was covered in bugs, like bugs crawling everywhere, and she would not like that, she would still have a huge smile on her face because the Christmas spirit would override the feeling of bugs crawling on her skin.
And inside her skin, maybe.
Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All of Tyson's heartworms.
Yeah.
All of those diseases, she wouldn't care because it's worth it for Christmas.
Dude, it is crazy. Bergen, in fairness, does watch Frosty the Snowman all year round. And so for me, it's like, well, okay, if you love it that much, then I have no qualms with it.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is kind of like a mental illness that we all suffer from.
How so, Danny?
Yeah,
and it starts off with Black Friday, which to me is a black eye on America. And then it goes into the Christmas spirit where we do all these things. We talk to people. We bring gifts to people. We want gifts. We spend a ridiculous amount of money. We're just obsessed. Like, we just become obsessed with this holiday. It smells the pumpkin spice, the candles, the Christmas trees, the lights. It's just this obsession that drives everybody, not everybody mad, drives me a little mad.
What else?
And then it's like when it's all over, you're spent. Like, Thanksgiving or Christmas morning, it should be a moment of joy. but you're emotionally spent.
Oh, dude.
Because you've just gone through too much. It's like PTSD for a holiday that took a month long.
Rachel's mom starts so early out that like week before... No, just like celebrating. Like we'll get an itinerary emailed to us that will be like, we're going to see the lights on this night. We're going to see this on this night. We're doing this on this night. And like 5 days before Christmas, you're like, oh, dude, I think we're done. I think Christmas
happened. You're exhausted.
Happened.
You're spent.
No, I think Christmas happened. So then by the time Christmas rolls around, you're just like so fatigued that you're not even stoked at all. Christmas is one, maybe 2 day event.
Well, look, yeah. So what I'll give you, there's a song. They say they laid it out. 12 days of Christmas. That's it.
Yes. Too much. Nope. Too much. You can.
I would go. I would do. You have to compromise, Tyson.
You can decorate
12 days.
You can decorate early, but I'm not. I don't have 15 days of celebrations to go do a family thing every single day. You've got Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Look, everybody suffers from the Christmas illness. At different levels, mm-hmm. right? It sounds like all three of us are not very prone to it.
We should all have Christmas together, but just us three.
Tyson's mother-in-law, my wife, and some other people suffer from it like to a degree I can't even understand.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. It's like, and it almost, it's like a madness, right? They're always just rushing here and there, songs, music, radio, Christmas presents, rapping, snow, Christmas lights, Christmas tree. It's like,
My baby reacts to like a plastic bag jingling in her face where she's like shaking and trying to get it. That's how these people are towards anything Christmas.
Yeah. For at least a month.
Yeah.
For at least
straight.
A month.
I can't wrap my head around that my wife, 10 and a half months of the year, walks around the house and is like, this place is a mess. There's too much clutter. I can't take it. There's too much the stuff everywhere. It's making me so mad. And the day after Thanksgiving, hey, I need you to go out to the garage and bring 19 boxes of stuff in here.
And can I also spend $800 on Amazon for the kids?
Yep. Something they'll break or never appreciate.
More clutter in here now.
Yeah.
I ranted about how much there was too much clutter. Now today I need more clutter in here.
I keep telling my wife, all our kids need when they're little is a box, a nice box, and a couple straight sticks from out on the yard. That's it. They don't need any presents beyond that because guess what? They don't even play with those. They bring in sticks and play with that way more than they've ever played with an expensive present we've purchased for them.
Okay. Do you think that this article was planted by a big artificial Christmas tree, Danny?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, I have an artificial Christmas tree, so they can't get to me. They've already gotten to me.
Yeah, actually. Bugs on your home. I could have written this article 15 years ago. Hey, guys, there's probably bugs on a big, whole, huge, giant bush thing that you bring in from outside.
Yeah. Here's
bushes are prone to bugs.
Yeah.
All bushes.
All right. So here's some of the things that you can do if you insist on having a real Christmas tree.
Number one, just deal with it.
You know, well, they say that the good news is that if you go to a farm, they have mechanical tree shakers that will shake a lot of the bugs loose. Not all of them.
Get the kiddos under there so they can get rained on.
They say also you should shake the tree yourself as much as possible to get rid of also any other bugs that could be crawling on your tree. Also, you should check your tree with a flashlight to look for things that include bird nests, egg masses, and actual bugs themselves. And leave your tree in the garage for 24 hours before decorating.
Actually, you know what? I just realized most people put the tree on the roof of their car and drive home. That's probably enough to get rid of a ton of those bugs.
Yeah, you think that just like get it up to like 70 miles an hour? Some
of those bugs. 400 miles an hour.
Short.
And 10 minutes on the freeway.
And then also, I think if you go up high enough where it's like minus 40 to cut your tree down, most of the bugs will be incapacitated at that point.
So get your tree from Alaska.
Okay. All right. Let's get to our next story at this hour. Let's talk about some better news, some happier news, maybe. Some Bank of America ATMs in Texas started spitting out $100 bills, Tyson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose or on accident?
It wasn't on purpose, but they're saying that if you got any of these $100 bills, you're allowed to keep them.
I have a friend who, yeah, they should do that. Since they got the bailout, they put that money to good use. I actually don't know if these guys got the bailout, but they probably did.
They probably did.
Just like Vegas ATMs, the only place you can go and get a hundo out of an ATM.
You like that or no?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather carry a hundo than 520s, wouldn't you?
You know what? I wouldn't even try to get any of this money.
Why?
Because it's just so degrading fighting over. It talks about all the fights that broke out. I don't want to be part of that. The other day I ran by a $100 bill that was next to a toilet. You know, so I was running on the trail.
Yeah.
And it was a dirt trail and I ran past a parking lot and I ran by something that caught my attention. And I stopped, I turned around, I walked back to it and I looked down right at the same time as another guy is looking down at it and it looks just like a $100 bill.
Okay.
And I sat there and stared at it. I didn't pick it up because I thought maybe this is a joke. I'm on a prank show.
Yeah.
Someone's wiped their butt with this $100 bill.
For sure.
And they're filming it from the car. And so I leaned down to look at it the whole time the guy's looking at me. Like, is this guy going to pick it up, you know? And then finally I saw it was like copy. It says something like copy or not legal tender, but yeah. It looked very real.
Yeah.
And I thought, would I even pick that up if it was $100? And I think I'm too suspicious to pick it up. Like, if it was a real $100, would that guy have like challenged me, told me that it was his? I didn't want the confrontation. I didn't want to find out I was on a prank show or there was poop on it or it was connected to a fish line. So I think that even if it was real, I still would have stood up and just, it's a trap.
What's the most money you've ever found on the ground?
$20.
I had a buddy and I was with him, found $900 on the ground.
Whoa. In a wallet?
No. A wad of cash.
A wad of cash.
What do you do? What do you do, Tyson?
Well, we were at a concert, so he took it to the venue authorities like an idiot.
Yeah.
And they said, if it's not claimed in a year or 6 months or something, it's yours. But they didn't really take down his details it didn't seem like they were paying attention to his details almost at all.
We'll hold on to it. And then if nobody comes forward in a year, we'll give it back to you.
Yeah. And then he tried calling them and they just gave him
the next day.
Yeah, they just gave him the runaround.
I found 20 at Target and I just went up to the lady at the register and I said, I found this and just gave it to her. I didn't care.
Yeah. That's because you're honest. Like Abraham Lincoln.
I just didn't want to deal with it. $900? I mean, the higher it goes up, you have to wonder who the individual was that lost it.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Like here, you know, it's the bank. The bank's spitting out $100 bills.
So you think like Pablo Escobar's coming for you if you find $900.
Hey, I saw No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. That was
so I know how what happens.
Yeah, but if that guy wouldn't have gone back and given him water, he would have been fine.
But that's the thing. You're always leaving evidence that you were there. Whether it seems like you're always making mistakes. You're driving past a camera. If they really want that money back,
you don't have to have DNA evidence everywhere you go. That's a fallacy.
So here's what's going on with this ATM. So this was down in Texas. And so word spread quickly that when somebody took out $20, the machine gave you $100. But I would think that it would be coming out of your account, right? Like if I went to this ATM and I wanted to take out $20 and it gave me $100, I would assume that I would be getting my own money, right?
Yeah, but the person must have realized, like, seen what was left in his account, the first person to send out the message, and maybe someone had put hundreds in the $20 dispenser, you know? And that's what it turned out to be, because I'm sure you would look at it and be like, okay, it only took 20 out, but I got 100.
Let me see.
I mean, you have the paperwork in front of your face.
So I would have gotten, I could have gotten, let me do the math here. So it gives you 20s. My maximum for the day is $800.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have gone and pulled $800 in 20s out, which if each bill were instead 100, I would have gotten 500.
That's just me guessing. 500 if that's times what the situation
I would have gotten
was.
Like $4,500, dude, instead of 800.
So the first person to notice this posted on social media about this.
$4,000.
Isn't that typically a bad move to post?
That is
on
such
social
a bad mood.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I have a bunch of cash on me, and here's where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you should have just sent it to some of your closest friends or family members
for sure
to avoid the fighting that broke out.
Yeah. or just be like, hey, I got a great investment opportunity for you. I will double your money immediately. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, how? And they're like, come to this ATM and use your card and then give me half of it. Like, mm-hmm. wait, no, I don't want to give you half. That's where the fight broke out.
Yeah.
You think that's what it was? The guy sat there and was policing the ATM and asking for some kickback mm-hmm. on the intel?
Probably.
Yeah. Again, we always have a skeptical eye here on News AF. Tyson, is it possible that this is just a commercial for Bank of America of like, hey, if I open, start banking with Bank of America, it seems like they make mistakes and give you.
And if they do make mistakes, they're forgiving of them. No, I think it was just a time of season where they were like, oh, that's a fun enough promotion. Like Cards Against Humanity, did you see what they did?
What did they do? It's something with diamonds?
They sold like 30 things at 90% off. One of them was a $3,500 diamond ring that they sold for $35. They sold a 5-day trip to Fiji, all expense paid, for $72.
How do they have so much money? Did that many people play Cards Against Humanity? Like, I feel like one person has the game and like 10 people play.
Well, they had that gag where they sold poop and people spent a lot of money on that. Then they had the gag where they dug a pit. Yeah.
Maybe because they don't spend any money on commercials. They just do stuff like
that. Yeah, they do. Yeah. So, and this whole thing was they were selling their new card pack. But it was crazy. I was like, I wish I would have known about that. I would have bought the flight to Fiji. But it was only one item. So they sold 30 individual items. One of them was like an original Picasso sketch or something that was like worth like $6,500 or something. They sold it for $60. Wow. It was crazy. And I was like, dude, I would have bought all of those if they would have just let me only know, only just me.
All right. Before we jump into the next story, let me take a moment and thank a new sponsor, Uncle Bud's. And they've got a jingle. Listen to this.
Make it a hemp healthy day. The Uncle Bud's way. It works.
Yeah. Uncle Bud's. Hemp oil is all the buzz right now, but not the buzz that you're thinking. Got pain? Sore muscles, dry skin? Well, Uncle Bud's hemp has a natural solution for you, Tyson. Uncle Bud's brings the miracle of hemp oil to life with a natural collection of hemp-infused pain relief, skincare, and personal care products. Uncle Bud's has officially made hemp oil affordable and accessible to everyone. So go on over to Walmart and GNC and look for the giant hemp leaf in the natural section. You'll find Uncle Bud's assortment of hemp healthy products and add Uncle Bud's hemp products to your daily routine. Go to UncleBudsHemp.com to find a Walmart and GNC store near you to learn more about the benefits of hemp oil. And as an added bonus, Tyson, get this, I am going to give away products at random to 30 of our fans who already love Uncle Bud's hemp or plan on buying Uncle Bud's hemp products. How do you enter? Send a photo with the product or a one-liner on Twitter telling us why you love the product and include hashtag Uncle Bud's to be eligible for free product. How about that?
Oh, you know I'm in.
All right.
I'm tweeting you right now.
Put out that tweet with hashtag Uncle Bud's to be eligible to be one of 30 people that's going to get free stuff from Uncle Bud's Hemp.
Make it a hemp healthy day. The Uncle Bud's way. It works.
All right. I know you guys love sailing, but maybe not as much as this man, who is the builder of a Noah's Ark replica, which he is about to sail to Israel.
From where?
This was built by Dutch businessman Johan Huybers, and he is going to be sailing to Israel, presumably from Holland.
I've been kind of keeping tabs on this story as he started this project and now has finished it. And I'm totally expecting him to die in the voyage, because if you look at this boat, it is the least seaworthy craft I have ever seen. And remember, let's assume that Noah's Ark story is true. They weren't sailing to any destination. They were just trying to keep afloat, right? Yeah.
This is these replica boat stories never end up well. They never do. Eddie Aikau.
The only thing he's got going for him is he's Dutch, and they've got a history of boat building and, you know, seafaring. And so he's got that kind of going for him. But if you look at this boat, It's going down. The first storm to come its way.
It's a little bit the design. He tried to sort of put a shoebox in like a bathtub. That's yeah. sort of what
you
he's
going
for.
You think it's 40 cubits long?
By the way, he raised $5 million. It says,
dude, are you kidding me?
Boat. $5 million bucks. That boat, he could have bought a sweet yacht.
Yeah. What replica BS can we do from the Bible that can get us $5 million?
Tower of Babel.
Yes. Let's do it. Tower of Babel. Yeah. One of our patrons. Let's get on a Kickstarter campaign for that.
Well, he and a crew of 7 amateur carpenters.
Amateur.
You want amateurs.
Amateurs. He's taking amateurs on this most dangerous 100%
voyage.
You
this
want is more
amateurs.
Dangerous than Magellan.
So, Johann's Ark is 390 feet long, and it's 75 feet high, and it only took them 4 years to build it, Danny.
Oh, my.
How long did it take Moses to build his?
Oh, wait. It says here that he's raised another $1.3 million to hire tugboats for the voyage, so that it's going to be tugged all the way to Israel.
Mm.
That doesn't seem
right. Is he going to be in it?
He's like, hell no.
They're not. They're just tugboat in this empty life. Vessel to Israel.
No, he is. Him and 7 amateur
carpenters.
Construction workers.
What they need to do is also fill it up with wild animals.
Oh, here's right? another part
one
of the story.
Beast, there's no animals.
One beast
Tyson.
Of everything should live in there.
Ideally, you should have two.
Two,
right?
A male and a female, right? Unless they're frogs that can change their gender, then it doesn't really matter what gender you grab of those.
He says, we had a butcher, a hairdresser, and a teacher working here. He said, definitely not professional boat makers. Those are the people who made this juggernaut, this wooden juggernaut that's going to be tugged all the way to
Without
Israel.
Without any instructions from God?
No. That's the only instruction he got was like from a manual
that had been translated
about
from 12,
mouth of mouth like 2,000 years ago.
80 different mm-hmm. evil monks have translated into their own design throughout the ages to come to what he has now built.
And those monks had no training in seafaring ways. Yeah, so it's like they talk about building a ship. They don't know what the heck's going on.
40 cubits isn't even a real thing.
Tyson, what's going to sink first, Johann's Ark or the new Titanic?
What if they crashed into each other somewhere?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let me see.
What a day on News AF that would be.
England to New York, yeah. right? And then if you're going from Holland to Israel.
You definitely have to take a long way around somewhere.
But I could see the Ark easily getting
pushed
lost.
Out of, yeah. This is what's going to happen. It's going to get pushed out. Dude. Nobody's going to know where it is. Then the Titanic's going to crash into what they think is an iceberg and sink and be like, oh, my God. And then they're going to discover on the bottom of the ground is also Noah's Ark. And then at first, biblical historians will be like, we found the original Noah's Ark because this is exactly what it looked like according to the Bible, only to find out it's a replica.
Yeah, there's a good chance during a heavy storm the tether to the tugboat breaks, right? Yeah. Then they lose sight of the vessel as it's either swamped or slowly drifts away. I mean, one big storm. Also, this time of year, going through like the English Channel or wherever they're going to go, it seems like that would be the most dangerous time to go.
Why doesn't the why doesn't this ship sail to Dollywood? Isn't that the Holy Land now?
I believe that's in
Tennessee,
Nashville. Can you sail?
I mean,
to
you just park. You just park on the coast wherever's closest to Nashville and walk the rest of the way. Yeah,
the rest of the way.
Yeah. It would be the what do they call that when you take a huge long walk forever, religious walk?
Yeah,
crawl on your knees.
No, you guys,
Danny, you know the word.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm still reading this story.
Let's say you need to find yourself in a spiritual way, and so you decide to walk all the way across Spain.
Okay.
What's that called? What kind of walk? What's that walk called? There's a name for it.
There is a name for it.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of our listeners will let us know.
This is the problem with this guy.
Oh, there's a problem with
everything. just one. He's put everything into this boat, meaning money and his faith.
No, not his money.
The boat doesn't. Well, yeah, that's true. Good point, Tyson. Good point.
He's probably made $2 million off the deal.
If the boat sinks, he should think about the repercussions spiritually for all the people he's roped into this ARK project.
And the people worldwide who are like, the whole Bible hinges on whether or not this Noah's Ark thing actually floated.
No, for some people, yeah. It really might hinge on whether or not this guy can get this boat to Israel.
Him included, because that Johann believes the Bible verbatim, yep. Word for word. And so he says, it may sound scary, he said, but I believe everything written in the book cover to cover. And the Ark is an exact copy of God's ship. And it only makes sense to take it to God's land. The reason why is that he believes that we are in the end times, and he hopes that then getting this boat to Israel, yes, that's going to help bring more awareness to the fact that we're closing.
It's definitely more effort than the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Look, I saw 2012. I know exactly what kind of boat is required to survive a worldwide flood.
Is it this?
No, not this at all.
A submarine?
This won't do. Yeah, yeah, part submarine, part boat.
Ooh. Isn't that what this is?
No. He has like a dwelling on top. It looked kind of like a big house or big barn. Yeah. But, I mean, this thing couldn't survive a roll.
Okay. If the boat sinks, what is God's message to the world?
Don't try to recreate stories from the Bible.
Okay.
Okay. So you're thinking if the boat sinks, God has a message?
Rob does. Rob is trying to find a message.
I'm wondering. I mean, I guess that maybe he's proven some point if the boat gets to Israel. But if we lose the boat along the way, I do wonder what the message is.
The message is don't take the Bible literally or figuratively.
Yeah.
Read it for entertainment only.
Read for
especially Numbers
purposes,
and Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Those are very exciting chapters.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sons of Solomon is very sexy. It's the sexy part of the Bible, Rob.
Yeah, okay. It's like Miley Cyrus before Miley Cyrus.
Another story from a book. Robin Hood has been reimagined.
Good. We needed a Robin Hood movie
in 2018. After a very disappointing Thanksgiving weekend opening, it's being called the biggest blockbuster bomb of 2018. The new
Robin Hood. Is this our movie? Can we go see?
I'm not sure necessarily if it is terrible, but it has been the least interesting to moviegoers.
Hmm. Well, you got to imagine a movie that's been recreated about 700 times.
Who wanted this?
Nobody wanted this.
Who wanted this?
I think I made a joke. It was I was talking back and forth with Adam Rita on Twitter.
Yes.
And I think it was Adam. I could be mistaken. And maybe, who was it? Maybe it was somebody else. Whoever it was, I'm sorry if it wasn't Adam. And they were like, I was talking about watching Robin Hood with my daughter, and they were like, it's my favorite Robin Hood of all the Robin Hoods. I was like, what other Robin Hoods are even close? They're like, well, there's so many of them, and there's probably another one coming out this year and then another one coming out in a couple years. And then we searched IMDb, and we didn't even know this movie was coming out. And also, I think there is another Robin Hood also currently being made.
Yeah, I think Tyson is right. I think
it's like the most one of the most popular stories to tell for some reason.
Because the tale of taking from the rich and giving to the poor excites everyone except for the rich who are being taken from.
But the rich are the ones making the movie. Here's the thing.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
This is genius, guys. Why don't we go around and pitch a Robin Hood movie to movie executives? Make some cash.
Yeah, this is a review from Rotten Tomatoes from Chandler Levesque from Globe and Mail. Hey, it's almost as if they're stealing our money and selling it right back to us by way of another thoughtless capitalistic Robin Hood remake.
That's good.
That is good.
Yeah. So Robin Hood over the 5-day opening weekend brought in $14 million.
Still too much.
Still too much. Took over $100 million to make.
Nope, not a big enough loss for these guys.
Not a big enough loss. It is the biggest loss of the year, topping, I guess, the earlier bombs of the year, which included the sci-fi film Kin, which made $9.9 million and against a $30 million budget. And then we have they're also including The Spy Who Dumped Me also as one of the other big bombs of the year.
Hmm. Who's in that one? Craig Bryson.
Kate McKinnon and Mila Kunis.
Sounds amazing.
Just just make all your money back. Just do another Harry Potter knockoff.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. Do a girl version of Robin Hood.
Girl that's definitely coming. Okay. Tyson, you just predicted the future.
All right. Is her name Robin Hood?
Yes. It's still, because Robin's a unisex name.
I mean, Robin could be a man's name. Is Robin Hood's name actually Robin?
I don't know, but this is what's going to happen. It's going to be Princess Joanna instead of Prince John. It's all going to be female leads. I love it.
It's all women.
The sheriff is a woman. It's all. Oh, the only one that's not is Maid Marian, who is going to be
Why can't she also be a woman? Tyson?
Okay. Yeah,
Tyson.
Maid Marian remains the same.
Also a woman.
But the sexy fox one from the Disney show.
Okay.
I think Tyson just wrote future scripture. He was inspired. Write that down, Tyson.
Do you think we could file a lawsuit? Let's get a patent on it immediately. Patent lawyer in the audience. Get this thing. Copyright.
I don't think it's a patent.
Get it copyrighted.
Have anything that has been rebooted with all women, has it been a box office success?
I think they've had their successes. Yeah. I think Ghostbusters did okay, right?
Did it do well? I know people were mad. Some people were mad and it was controversial.
Ah, that was fake news.
Did it do well?
I want to say that it was profitable, which is all we're going for.
Okay.
And I think an all female Robin Hood would be better than an all female Ghostbusters.
Because I feel like if it was very profitable, I feel like there would be talks of a sequel.
Well, how successful was like Tomb Raider, the original Tomb Raider?
But was that a reboot of something?
No, but what I'm saying is I think I picture the female Robin Hood being more of like the original Tomb Raider style, where it's like badass chicks like doing flips and shooting bows and arrows and stuff, rather than like...
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the 2016 Ghostbusters made $229 million.
That's what I'm saying.
And $144 million.
That's good.
What's $100 million three ways?
But I don't know if they have talked about a sequel. Let's see. Ghostbusters heading for a $70 million plus loss. Sequel unlikely from August. So I don't know. Conflicting reports here.
I think that if all female Robin Hood would definitely be profitable. And I don't know why I shared this idea with everybody on air. Yep.
Yeah.
Can't take it back. It's out there,
Tyson.
I better
tweet it right now before somebody else tweets it.
Yeah. Tyson, what's the best Robin Hood?
The Disney one.
Disney one.
For sure.
What, he's a fox?
You on board?
Yeah, that's the only one I can remember.
There's the Kevin Costner one.
Kevin Costner, Prince of Thieves.
I don't remember that
one.
There's
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. One.
Yes, that was also good. Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Don't remember that one.
There's the old black and white
Robin Hood. Is the one with the Men in Tights with the Princess Bride guy?
Yes, yeah. Cary Elwes.
Okay, I do remember that one.
Okay, what about a modern day Robin Hood? Could we do it? Could we do that?
I think that's done all the time.
It's the
bank heist, Ocean's 11.
Robin Hood, and it's all female Robin Hood. Can we set that in modern times?
No. It's old timey times with bows and arrows.
Old times, women.
For sure, dude. It's gonna.
Is anybody excited yet?
I'm excited. I'm just imagining.
I'm rarely excited.
What about Muppets? What about Robin Hood with Muppets? The Muppets, I
think.
No. They're all.
Let's see. Who's the baddest ass? Who's the baddest ass actress right now?
Claire Foy.
Okay,
she's badass.
She just did the dragon, the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Who's
thing.
Claire Foy?
She seemed pretty gnarly.
Who's the girl in the
Amelia Clarke?
The Night of
Game of Thrones.
No,
the Night of
no.
Star Wars. Terminator.
What was the one on? What was the one on HBO? The kid who went to prison for murdering the girl that he didn't murder. The Night of.
I'm not sure.
Or something like that.
What about Jennifer Lawrence is Robin Hood?
No.
No. No.
I'm going to tell you right now who we need
for... Like a Hunger Games thing with the bow and arrow?
Yeah, it's... No, not her. If only we could get some of those old school actresses, like the one from Terminator. What's her name? Sarah Connor.
Nope.
Or Aliens.
No, I'm going to tell you who the Robin Hood is. Robin Hood is going to be Sophia Black Dahlia.
Sophia Black Dahlia?
You just making that up? You just make up a person's name?
No, it's this girl.
That's Robin Hood?
Yeah, that's Robin Hood.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's Robin Hood for sure. Do you know who she is?
Nope.
I don't know who she
is. By the way, she doesn't look... she doesn't... I mean, that's not a picture that's going to really help me. No, I don't know. I don't see her...
No, she's Robin Hood. You guys are wrong. I'm right.
Look, I'm going to leave this to the casting, whatever, and production team. They'll figure it all out. They're going to run the numbers, see who can bring in the crowds and look awesome doing it.
This, I'm certain. I'm writing this movie for her.
Yeah.
Are you really writing the movie? Do you know how to write a movie?
Well, we're just going
to
follow the basic outline of the Disney Robin Hood, the most popular.
Oh, so get an old script, change all of the he's to she,
and then make it, and some of the names. Make it real life instead of cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What about a Kerry Washington is Robin Hood?
No, I already picked Robin Hood. We need a Little John. Little Joanna.
Little John is Little John.
Little Joanna. You want Little John Felicia as McCarthy. Little John? That would be awesome. So her as Sophia Black Delia or whatever, Delia, and as as Robin Hood, Little John as Little John. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay.
I don't know. But we got to keep the budget small.
Around 50 million.
Yeah.
Easy. But, that's easy. You know,
tight
budget. Already have the script. We already have the script written pretty much.
Yeah.
And this is going to be this girl's breakout role.
Who's in this new Robin Hood? I didn't even know it was out. I think that maybe they knew this was coming when they just cut the advertising.
Probably
budget,
Christian Bale.
That's how you know it's a bad movie.
They cut bait
on this. If you told me the name of the movie, I would just like, if you were like Robin Hood and then you show me this picture of an explosion in the background and this guy being like, ah, I'm going to say Christian Bale. I think that's Christian Bale.
So 2018 Robin Hood starred, Jamie Foxx was in it.
Is this the movie where all the outfits looked modern because they were all hemmed up nicely and stuff and everybody was mocking it?
Looks like it. Now, Jamie Foxx was in it. Maybe they were trying to like because they had that fox that animated Robin Hood with a fox in it. Maybe that we were trying to.
I'm tired of talking about this new movie that bombed. Let's talk more about the female Robin Hood that we're making.
Okay. I say we move on from Robin Hood because enough has been said about
and
Robin
we don't want to spill the beans on our new movie.
Yeah.
All right. We'll work on
Sophia. We're calling you soon. You are the new Robin Hood.
What? Is there a tagline?
Robin Hood, unisex.
That was okay.
You don't like it?
No.
Yeah, the guy's name is Taron Egerton. He was Robin of Locksley.
No, Sophia is definitely going to carry this movie better than this doofus.
Mm.
You don't know him?
Ben
might be the coolest guy ever.
Was the sheriff of Nottingham.
Mm.
None of that rings a bell.
None of it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So sorry, Robin Hood, biggest blockbuster bomb and also critically panned. Also only 17% on Robin Hood.
Guys,
currently polling as the worst movie in theaters.
Can you guys
right
believe
now?
That 2 years from now, we'll be talking about our smash hit, the all female Robin Hood.
I think Tyson is right. I really do. I think if Tyson get a timestamp on this, I know the podcast, but I would tweet something about this and make a prediction because I think that it's solid gold.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's any screenwriters out there that want to collaborate with us, we're happy to just produce.
Yeah. we can raise $5 million at least to make this movie if that guy can get it to build a Noah's Ark replica.
Okay. Let's talk about the I don't know if this is the worst airline passenger of the week, but maybe the dumbest airline passenger of the week. And this comes from a man who did not do anything that was bad behavior necessarily, but he did have a very dumb social media post that got him kicked off of a plane.
This counts.
The man's name is Yag Vedant Poddar.
Okay, already. Okay, keep going.
He was taking a domestic flight in India, and then he ended up making a post on Snapchat where he described himself as a terrorist on the flight. I destroy women's hearts.
Oh, I like it. I like this guy's lighthearted Snapchat, but just not great timing.
Yeah. I feel like that he could have phrased that in a way, Danny, that that might have avoided the problems, but
maybe love terrorist on flight. Like, yeah, you know, he's a love terrorist.
The love. Maybe. Yeah. Even if he called himself, I'm the love terrorist.
Yeah. I it's interesting that the last two stories we've told have been international. So Greyhounding has gone international. Yeah. I mean, it already did. We did tell some stories a long time ago about Asian passengers being bad, but it's spreading all over the globe.
Yeah. So this man was removed from the flight. The flight was delayed an hour. I do have to give credit to the airlines here to be able to, for this is Jet Airways, that they were able to, who was following this guy on Snap? Like, did somebody see this guy's post and alert Jet Airways? Like, hey, you guys got a terrorist on the flight.
From what I know, there's not a lot of people in India, so it's easy to follow all of them if you're an airline.
Did this guy have a big social media presence?
Yeah, Podar, maybe I should start following him. You know what's weird is that this guy was reprimanded harder for sending out this Snapchat than the guy in Pakistan who set his clothing on fire in the middle of the terminal.
Well, that was in the terminal.
So what goes on in the terminal stays in the terminal.
Hey, I've got an anonymous tip. There's a guy on a Jet Airways flight. He's a terrorist, and he's about to destroy women's hearts on their flight today.
You must have some kind of secret weapon just to destroy the women. Not only is he a terrorist, but he's a sexist terrorist.
Okay, guys, Sophia has not accepted my job offer as of yet.
What you wrote to her on Twitter?
Yeah. I wrote, let's see what I wrote.
Is she auditioning or we're just giving her the part?
We're creating the whole movie based on the fact that she's going to be Robin Hood.
Oh, by the way, it sounds to me, Rob, if I'm reading this article correctly, that a passenger on the flight reportedly alerted the captain's the flight captain after he saw the message that Podar was typing on his phone. So someone was spying on his phone activity, which is a good thing to do when you're bored in a plane. I'm always looking over.
Even if I see you on your phone, Danny, how do I know how to find you on Snapchat?
No, he didn't. He saw what he was writing.
Oh, he saw that. Oh, he typed in, I'm a terrorist.
See something, say something. Yeah, he was following the rules of see something, say something.
So it's good to be looking over people's shoulder.
Yeah, unless they buy that thing from Heimlicher Schlemmer where like it blocks your screen so no one can see it.
Privacy screen.
And that thing is a
commercial for that.
That thing's $800 at the at Brookstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is that a
But if someone
that
has
Sky
it
Mall
on their
only?
That could be a SkyMall only thing. But if someone has it on their screen, you'd have to wonder what are they trying to keep from me? That might also be a reason to report somebody.
That would be.
Yeah. Should those things be allowed on planes or only on a Greyhound bus, Danny?
Everyone on the Greyhound bus.
The Greyhound bus.
No, they because they're sharing their filth with the world.
It's all scat films. What are those called? Snuff films?
What? No. Let's just call them scat films.
Scat films.
That's on the in-flight entertainment on the Greyhound bus.
Snuffs?
That's on the system. You don't need to bring your own. Tyson, I know we're talking about all women in the Robin Hood movie, but if Michael B. Jordan wants to be a part of this, that can we write in a part for him?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of
are you guys going back to Robin Hood? I thought we had moved on.
Rob just had an awesome
or
idea.
Does it hurt us from a marketing
perspective? No, I think Michael B. Jordan and also the Childish Gambino. What's his name? Donald Glover.
Oh, yeah. Donald Glover. Yeah.
So we have Donald Glover and Michael B. Jordan in Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Now you're squeezing out the women.
No, you can't do that.
We're losing our messaging here. I think that if it's one, we can have one guy.
One of them is Sir Hiss. Let's do Donald Glover as Sir Hiss. And
we have one male part, but then we lowball both of them and say, like, whoever accepts first. Michael B. Jordan.
You're not getting either of those guys for lowball. Why are we still talking about Robin Hood?
Do you think they should be Sir
Hiss? I would rather talk about Podar and his attack on women's hearts.
Are they Princess Joanna's right-hand man, or are they somebody else? The evil sorcerer that's in the basement of the castle. Oh, that's not even in the Disney film.
Here, Danny, what about this? What if we use the line from Podar here? That's a line in the movie where the sheriff of Nottingham is like, you're a terrorist. That's what you are. Like, no,
you're destroying women's hearts.
You're right. I am a terrorist. I break everybody's hearts.
Okay, yeah, throw that line. give Podar something.
I already have 3 likes on this tweet, guys.
Wow, it's blowing up. Just like the movie will once it's made.
Yeah, and one of them is from me. I did that to pad the stats a little bit.
That's
33% increase.
Could Robin Hood be on social media where Robin Hood, she's stealing the likes and retweets from the rich and giving them to the poor?
New influencers on Instagram?
Yes.
We already saw what happened to the Emoji Movie. I feel like this would be a cousin of that movie. It would do just as poorly. Yeah.
Maybe she's like breaking into Facebook and taking all the likes from big business and then giving them to all of the people that are like
big business that is paying for advertising.
Common people.
Guys, have you seen how badly Facebook has been beaten down? Remember, we speculated about the demise of Facebook all summer and for years. And I really feel like they are circling the swirling waters of the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
They are slowly imploding.
Could Donald Glover play Mark Zuckerberg in the movie?
Are we already writing this movie? We guys, one movie at a time.
I don't think Donald Glover would agree.
Movie, Danny.
I don't think Donald Glover would agree to play someone so evil.
he could play the bad guy.
Okay, fine. I know he could, but he's more of a hero, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, we've talked so much about this movie, I won't see it.
You'll still see it.
You're
going to be at the premiere, bro, when it's like a movie created by Tyson Apostle with small creative efforts from Robert Sesternino and negative reaction from Danny Bryson.
No.
I'm inviting you to it.
I want you to
prove you wrong.
Remember, I fully supported this idea. And I told you it was going to happen. So I've always supported this idea. I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Now, in Robin Hood, Princess of Thieves, can Bryan Adams remix the 100% theme song?
100% yes.
Of course.
Or you could have somebody remix it like
Childish Gambino.
No.
Or Snow.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, wow. Mm-hmm. Could we get
or Imagine Dragons?
Well, Tyson, you have an in.
In, yeah.
We can get Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Everything I do.
Why don't we just have
do
you
do it for you? Look into my eyes. You will find what you mean to me. How was Bryan Adams ever a thing?
He was just the right guy at the right time. He's what America wanted.
Can you imagine just pretending like you have diarrhea all the time every time you sing a song?
What? Is that what he did?
I mean, look at my face and listen to my voice. Look into my eyes. You will find.
Are we still on? Is this still a show?
Yes. I've been trying to steer us back.
Sorry. Danny's trying to.
So hard. I can't do your job for you, Rob. I am not Rob. All right.
But when I have a great idea, of course, it's going to overpower everything else. And I'm not it high really today, did. So we can see if I'm better high or not by comparing this show to the one 2 weeks ago.
All right. We've got to get towards DBH. But first, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. And those are our friends over at hairclub.com. Hairclub.com. Just like Tyson gets all of his confidence from his flowing hair, hair can be important for people's confidence. Sometimes one change can make all the difference. Hair Club knows this, and they're inviting you to become part of the Hair Club family and to find out how you can get the most out of your hair to change your life. Of course, Hair Club is the leader in total hair solutions with a legacy of success for over 40 years. Whether you're looking to revitalize the growth of your own hair or to learn more about the latest proven methods for hair replacement and for restoration. Hair Club's professionally trained stylists, hair health experts, and consultants will craft a personalized solution, just like we're trying to craft the story for this movie, to ensure that you feel your best and get the most out of your hair. See for yourself just how powerful great hair can be. Tyson, how powerful is it?
Dude, confidence is the number one fashion accessory of all time, and hair will help you attain that fashion accessory.
Okay.
Yes. That's all true.
So go to hairclub.com/RHAP for a free hair analysis. Oh, and free take-home hair care kit valued at over $300. That's at hairclub.com/RHAP for a free hair analysis and a free hair care kit at hairclub.com/RHAP. Experience your hair and your life at its best only with Hair Club. I'm certain you will love the club. Okay. All right. So let's get into, do we have time to do the song this week?
I don't know. We might skip it, or maybe we could, I could make up a new song and then have Danny go into it. D-D-D-D-B-H. D-D-D-D-B-H. Okay, now you start, Danny.
Sounds like a football chant. I'm not saying... go, Rob.
There it is. Welcome to my old hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Who sings that song? Bryan Adams?
Even better.
Brianna Adams, his daughter?
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. That's Bryan Adams' version of that song.
Oh, I would never listen to
you
that.
You just gotta pretend like you're squeezing a turd.
Has an angelic quality that I could listen to all day long.
Because that
Bryan Adams, he's a Canadian, right? Like snow.
I don't know.
Is he the Canadian rap superstar appearing at Sex Island?
I don't know who where Bryan Adams is from.
Guys, yeah. Rob,
yes.
You've probably had this situation before. Tyson, I don't know if you've ever had this.
Is it about a full time job, 9 to 5?
Okay. No. Imagine you've just put your kids to bed. Your boys.
Oh,
sorry.
Yep. Yeah, already boys. Not so, had that.
And they're sleeping peacefully. You're in their room. The lights.
Wait, why are you
checking
in there?
On okay. them? Just checking yep. on them because kids sleep like perpendicular to their bed. They sleep with their heads
they fall off,
off
the bed and fall asleep on the floor.
They're terrible at like doing one of the most fundamental things that you need to learn as a
balancing.
Human is how
stay
to sleep
in the bed.
And stay in the bed. So you check on them. You're sneaking out of the room. You don't want to wake them. And then all of a sudden, you feel the sharpest pain in your foot that you've ever felt.
Lego, micro machine.
You've entered like
Shopkin.
The seventh level of hell.
Shopkin, I think it's soft.
You've stepped on a Lego.
Yep.
Right? And it is so painful. And
everything is not awesome.
The world goes red as
with
your
rage.
Anger just spikes with rage. You try not to curse out loud because your kids are asleep and waking them is almost
and
as bad
is
as
it
stepping
going
on
through
Lego.
Your mind that maybe it's a scorpion or is that just where I live?
Yeah, it could be a scorpion. Could be you're stepping on a nail that somehow sticks up like Home Alone. Uh-huh. So you stumble a minute to recover and then you step on another one and it's almost as if It's got to be close to giving birth in terms of pain, just the sheer pain on your bare feet.
That's a losing battle, Danny.
Could be, but I'm just saying it's up there. And now science, finally, the Smithsonian Institute has taken to understanding the science of Legos and Lego walking. And something I learned this week is that Lego walking is exploding as an activity at charity events,
Lego
at corporate
events. Instead of walking on hot coals.
Yeah, so it and some of the people who do hot coal walking and glass walking say that walking on Legos is worse than both of those.
So what, you get like a whole pile of Legos, smear it out into a walkway, and people walk barefoot across it?
Yes.
Can Tony Robbins teach you how to walk across Legos?
Yeah, so this mentions Tony Robbins.
Reflexology, bro.
30 people were injured at a Tony Robbins event walking across hot coals. Mm-hmm. But 100% of participants would be injured if they walked the same distance on Legos. That is a certainty. And that's actually what the story is about. It's about how Legos, if you do coals right mm-hmm. and you walk quickly enough, you won't get burned.
Yeah.
It's just the physics of it all. If you do glass, because glass has a tendency to move, so you can walk on glass because it kind of gives. But a Lego has a big FU built into it. It's super tough, and it does not give. Mm-hmm. So it applies maximum pressure at a fine point directly into one of the most sensitive parts of
your
body.
And it's probably got BPAs. It's riddled with BPAs.
Yeah, so you're getting all that good plastic. But people are actually going out of their way to walk on Legos, and it's exploding as an activity.
Building up an immunity.
At all sorts of places.
Building up an immunity.
No, you can't build up an immunity. There is no building up an immunity. That's one thing that is mentioned over and over and over again. It talks about the guy who broke the world record for the longest walk on Legos.
Two steps.
And, no, it was something like 2,700 something feet. And they asked him, how did you prepare for this? And he said, there is no way in the world to prepare for walking that far on Legos. You just do it. And when he was done, he had bloody feet. He had to be seen by a medic, and he had bloodied feet. And he sounded like he was seriously hobbled for this world record.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So even looking at that picture just makes me wince in pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the crazy thing is that just stepping on one. Could you imagine stepping on them constantly for almost a half mile?
Dude.
Who lined up a half mile of Legos?
I heard, floors of Guantanamo Bay are only stacks of loose Legos.
They have to walk in my house.
No, it was a square. So they built, I think it was a square, and he just sat there and walked around and around and around.
This is awesome. This is what... The next, guys, I got another idea, business idea. A puzzle room, an escape room, where they put you in a corner, but the whole rest of the floor is just jammed with loose Legos. And you have to put each Lego together to build a walkway to walk across the floor. Otherwise, you're going to have to loose Lego it.
Yeah. It makes me wonder why we've never seen this in a Saw movie. Like, I thought the part where the girl had to reach her hand into the hypodermic needles.
Oh, God, or where the dude had to cut the piece of skin off the back of his neck.
Yeah, this is on the same level. Like,
if you want to live, walk across this room. I've removed your
shoes.
You
have 20 minutes.
Spread Legos out. You have 20 minutes to get to the key.
It's like, I would rather die. Just incinerate me now.
Oh, the Saw movies are the worst movies.
So I brought this up because I was shocked to find out that an event that I would consider traumatic is being voluntarily recreated at activities all over. Mm-hmm. And it's exploding as an activity.
Yuck.
So maybe next time News AF gets together, we should put together a nice stretch of Lego walk.
I mean,
Lego
maybe after eating a bunch of Tide Pods and swigging down a nice earthy Tide box wine, maybe that numbs the pain. And maybe
I think you got to drink a lot of Tide before you'd want to do the Lego walk.
And then you want to squirt ghost pepper juice onto the open wounds of your feet.
Okay. Good. Well, then I think our Saturday is booked.
Yeah. Danny, would you rather walk across Legos or go see the new Robin Hood movie?
How far am I walking on Legos? Give me a distance.
I'd say a quarter mile.
No, I think a step. No, I think two steps.
Two steps.
But like a full room of them. Nope. A ball pit. You got to get across like a Showbiz Pizza ball pit filled with Legos.
Would that be worse, though? Because a ball pit would have depth. That's the part that
I think it would be worse.
You don't want any give.
No, you want some... your whole body is going to be swimming in these points, bro. And you got to do it naked. But nobody has to watch. So there's no shame in being naked. It's just that you're... your vascular D and everything's going to be pricked by these...
Yikes.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll swim the Legos to avoid the
okay,
movie.
Starting a Kickstarter right now.
All right, get it all signed. I honestly, Tyson, I think swimming the Legos would not be as bad as walking the Legos. Because you're distributing your weight throughout your entire body.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
No, but I think you're wrong because the least sensitive part of almost your entire body is the bottom of your feet. So now imagine your back meat is awesome.
Let me hear you say that when you've stepped on a Lego, Tyson.
Oh, I've stepped
Tell
on Legos.
Tell me that it's the least sensitive body. Yeah, it is not the least sensitive. There's something about the contact with a Lego that makes it the most sensitive.
Okay, now lay down with your entire body weight on a Lego on just the middle of your back.
But I'm laying down on hundreds of Legos.
You're wrong.
Not just
You're
one.
Wrong.
Okay. All right, we'll see. Danny is up for the challenge.
Okay.
I'm up.
Next live challenge. News AF in Toronto.
Everybody bring like 10 Legos from your house, yeah. And then we'll put it in the bathtub and then put Danny in
yes,
there.
Yes, 100%. Okay. This is your next challenge at the next live News AF.
Okay, yes. If we ever do another live one, I did the ghost pepper. Now I'll do the Legos.
But you don't have to be naked because there'll be people there. You can wear a Speedo or something.
Speedo.
Okay. Yeah. I'll wear my American flag Speedo.
Oh, my God. I think this is going to take off.
Get the drone ready. All right. So we learned so much here today.
As always.
About your Christmas tree, about the
new Blockbuster in 2020.
The ATM, the new
Tyson's movie.
The new Blockbuster, how Lego blocks can bust you also. So much going on. Tyson, do we have any reviews that you want to get out there?
No, not today.
Not today.
We'll do one next week. Because remember, I got a hard out. I got to go get Bergen at preschool.
Okay. All right.
So, great job, everybody. Lots of fun. Follow at Danny Bryson on Twitter, at Tyson Apostle. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today for News AF and Scott St. Pierre, who put this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. Around the world, around the world.